Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next governor of the state of North Carolina, who will give us brief remarks.
In many ways, it could have been mistaken for the same stump speech you heard during the campaign.
We have some of the highest taxes in the Southeast. We have regulations that many businesses are currently complaining about and threatening to move from our state.
McCrory spoke for all of 5 minutes. He didn't offer any new specifics about policies, plans, or people for his administration. But the new governor said he's assembling his staff and he's looking at Charlotte.
I'm looking for a team of talent right now to help solve these problems. Hopefully some of those people are in there, and already I have some of those people in there are helping me out on the transition team.
The prospect of deeper involvement in Raleigh was the highlight for many of the attendees, including Holly Rash, a vice president with the recruiting firm Charlotte Works.
It's really exciting to see Charlotte represented and for us to be able to have an active role in what's happening in state government.
McCrory says he's not planning to play favorites with his hometown, but the first governor from Charlotte in nearly 90 years? That has the business community looking forward to a renewed influence in the state capital. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.